This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, everyone.
And oftentimes, Bridget, the guest we have in the studio is somebody that maybe years ago we've had in the studio and talked to, or sometimes people that I just know in the community and kind of know where things are going to go and what questions are going to be asked. I haven't a clue. Not a clue.
So. And neither do I.
That's the best kind of program.
That's the best. It's impromptu, right? No.
Absolutely no. We have a great guest, and I want to find out more about her.
Yes. My guest today is Linda Gaggy. Did I say that right?
You did.
All right. And she is the principal of Hope Academy High School, right?
Yes.
It's a high school.
Yes.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you from the Indianapolis area, and how did you get into education?
Sure. I'm originally from the Chicago area.
Okay.
Went to college in Illinois for a couple of years, and by mutual agreement decided that I wouldn't go back for a couple of years. And then I went back, and my mother is an elementary school teacher, and I fought really hard against going into education. And then when I went back for the second time, I thought, I really want to do this. And so I became a teacher. And by then, my family had moved here to the Indianapolis area. So I started in IPS, in Indianapolis Public Schools. And I was there for 28 years as a teacher and as an administrator, and kind of went through traditional schools, alternative schools, and magnet schools. And at the last school I was at, I was the principal, and one of the board members from Hope Academy approached me and said that they had an opening for a principal, and she thought I'd be great. And so I applied and loved the school and the concept, and so this is my fifth year, going into my fifth year there, so it's been wonderful.
That's awesome. So tell us about what Hope Academy High, is it Hope Academy High School?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us what that is exactly.
Hope Academy is a high school for students that are in recovery from substance use disorder.
Okay.
So our students are struggling daily with the want or the need to use drugs and or alcohol. And so what we do is we run a dual platform. So we have an education side and then a recovery side. So on the education side, it's very traditional. It's a 7-period day, teachers in the classrooms. It is not an online school. And then on the recovery side, we have a full-time recovery coach that kind of monitors and checks in with the kids and serves as a support for the recovery, as everyone does. And to that respect, the teachers are trained a little differently. They understand what a substance impact student, how they learn, how they act, strategies that work better for them. And then we do different activities throughout the day that are related to recovery, whether it's education or practice.
Well, that's really something, because in so many settings, you know, when someone gets down that going down that addiction path, it seems like a one-way street that they're doomed for the rest of their life. Even at the high school level, people are ready to just kind of throw that person away and move on to the next person.
Yes, and it's a really, really difficult thing for high school students to struggle with and to overcome, or learn to live with. I don't know that you overcome it, but mm-hmm. learn to live with. Mm-hmm. You know, the reason that Hope Academy exists is because Fairbanks identified the need that as kids were leaving recovery treatment, they were going back to their home schools. And the research tells you that about 80% of students that return to the same people, places, and things, they relapse within the first 30 to 60 days.
And I mean, that makes sense if, okay, your group of friends that maybe you were, you know, doing drugs with or drinking with or whatever, you just go back to them and they haven't been through the whole process that you have. You're just going to go right back in. I mean, that's just common sense. I mean, logic that would say you'd go back to those familiar patterns. Mm-hmm. Unless you were with other people that are supporting you and growing with you as you recover.
Exactly, which is the beauty of the school. One of the things that kids recognize when they come in is that they see that these are other kids and other adults that understand the path that I've been on and the journey that I'm trying to take. And so they get it. They get me. They get it. They get what I need and how best to support me in my success in recovery and education.
So the mission would be twofold in a sense?
The mission is always to prepare students academically as well as in recovery to be successful post-secondary.
Now, is this a new venture in this area or has it been around for a while?
So this is our 13th year. There are about 40 recovery high schools within the United States.
Okay.
We're the only one really in the Midwest. So we get students from all over. We have a family that relocated from Georgia so that their daughter could attend our school. We have a student currently from Missouri. We had one that just went back to California. And we serve in a year students from about 28 different school districts in and around the Indianapolis area.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a physical location, I mean a building mm-hmm. where this all takes place?
Sure, we have a school. It's over on the Community North campus, but we have our own facility. It mm-hmm. has the whole second floor and its classrooms and lockers and everything that a school has.
Wow.
We have transportation, so we have buses that kind of have pickup stops along the 465 loop and on the north side, so kids can get to us. We recognize that as a barrier a few years ago to kids getting to us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're just joining us right now, we're talking to Linda Gaggi. She is the principal of Hope Academy High School, which is a high school geared towards academic achievement and recovery from substance abuse, some type of substance abuse. So I'm guessing it's 9 through 12th grade, right? Is that a safe assumption?
It is. We get both ends of the spectrum, though. I talked to a family this week who has an 8th grader. And so, unfortunately, we're one of the mayor-sponsored charter schools, so we have certain constraints that we have to stay within, and so we can't service 8th graders. But we also do get kids that are over age under credits, and we will accept them as long as they don't turn 21 during the school year for mm-hmm. obvious reasons.
Now, do people apply for this, or does a court tell them they must go to this, or how do people come to be part of the school?
Great question.
That was my question, Jim. That was my next question. He keeps preempting my questions, but you know what? He is just like right on track with this. So go for it.
So we get kids from everywhere. We get kids from treatment providers, from schools, from probation offices, from parents that are just frustrated and struggling and do an internet search. So anybody that's interested in attending just needs to call the school, and we call it an interview. Really, it's just a conversation mm-hmm. Between the student and the parent or family, and if they've got other providers or supports, we invite them, and mm-hmm. we just have a conversation about what they're mm-hmm. what they're going through and how we can support them, and if it's a good fit, we love to have them.
I'm sure there's people listening right now who are thinking, gee, maybe that's exactly what my son, daughter, niece, nephew, next-door neighbor need. We want to give people a place where they can contact or find out more about it. We'll repeat it at the end of the program, too, so if you have a pencil and paper handy, get one, because we'll mention it again at the end of the program. But how do people find out more, get in touch with you, that sort of thing?
So our phone number is 317-572-9440. You can also look for us online at www.hopeacademyrhs.org.
Okay, and what first drew you to Hope Academy? How did you get connected? I know you mentioned it a little bit, but was there something in particular that really drew you to that culture and that occupation or position there?
Sure. I like to learn. And so
I do too. Well, I have a new friend here.
And so I really felt like, you know, in my previous assignments, I had done a lot of learning and transitioning and different things and programs, and I had been kind of stagnant for a little while. So when this opportunity presented itself, I saw it as a great way to kind of take everything I had learned so far in all the different arenas and put it together and be a part of a really special program.
So what are some of the ways that you and the staff help the students recover and learn to succeed, both personally and academically? Are there certain strategies that you use that maybe we could all employ? You know what I mean? I mean, there's so
sure.
many struggles in life, you know, that might
sure.
help?
So we do a few things. One is by having really high expectations. So academically and with recovery, I think that's important for kids to know where the bar is and how to reach it and how we're going to support them. We are restorative. So if students do make mistakes, which they do, and relapse is a part of recovery. So when that happens, we have supports in place and a whole menu of interventions that the recovery coach talks to the student and the parent about. How do we get this student back on track and support them? So we have those things. We refer to ourselves as a community. So staff, students, we get together every Monday and Friday morning. We read a meditation out of the big book. Everybody responds to it. We hold each other accountable. We do celebrations.
The big book?
For AA.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know what that was. I wasn't sure we're talking about the Bible, the catechism, or thank you for clarifying.
War and Peace.
War and Peace. There's a lot of big books.
So, yeah, and other resources that are usually recovery focused.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that as a community. We have community days throughout the year where we do service learning projects and team building activities. We do the Serenity Prayer at the end of every community circle and activity. So our kids kind of get that we're all together, we're all on the same team, we're supporting each other and lifting each other up.
Now, one of the biggest problems at some schools these days is discipline. That, I don't want to say it's a terrible environment, but I mean, you get someone who goes and really wants to learn, and it's hard for them to learn because it's so disruptive. How do you handle discipline there? Don't people like to get out of line and disrupt class too, like normal schools?
Well, sure they do. We're talking about kids, not staff, right? Okay.
Jim's out of line. You know, we need some discipline for Jim because, you know, he gets out of line every once in a while. And
so part of it is that we're small. So our class sizes might be 3 or 4 students in a class. It might be as many as 10. So that naturally lends itself to building relationships between the staff and students and the students and students. So oftentimes you'll find that when students kind of act out, as you said,
mm-hmm.
The kids will kind of put them in check and they'll kind of look at them and go, we don't really do that here.
Well.
And so that helps a lot. And then the teachers, again, have strategies in the classroom. And then we have a serenity room. So if I'm having a bad day or a bad moment, I can go there for 15 minutes and refocus. And
now those are for the students or staff?
We get that question every time we have a tour. Every adult has gone, we need one of these at work. So, yeah. But, yeah, so they do that, and then somebody follows up with them afterwards.
It's for the student, Jim. Yeah.
Is it for the student or for the staff?
It is for the students.
Jim wants one of those. We really needed you to come in here.
Well, maybe you should come tour. Well, you can use our Serenity. We're right down the street. You're welcome to use it anytime.
We have to do that some afternoons here. Get kind of hectic.
So we build a lot of that in just in our regular programming and just in our regular practices.
We need to take a quick break. Stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
This station has been an inspiration.
Those moments of the Lord, it always makes my day better.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come,
Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Have you ever wanted to discover a deeper relationship with the Holy Spirit and have your heart set on fire? Good. Then why not join us here at Catholic Radio for a DVD study series on the Holy Spirit called The Wild Goose. It's presented by Father David Pravanka, TOR, beginning September 3rd through April 3rd every other week. We will meet at 8383 Craig Street for discussion. For more information, please contact Sharon at catholicradioindy.org or call 317-870-8400.
When you're tired of doing life alone, come back here. We enjoy the company. We hope you do too. Better together. Catholic Radio Indy.
Start your weekend off right with Catholic Radio Indy's Saturday morning lineup. Join James Littleton for Forming Faithful Families at 9, followed by the pro-life message of I Choose Life at 9:30. Then enjoy today's music with a Catholic message at 10 on Catholic Jukebox Indiana. At 11 o'clock, we'll share an hour of Catholic thought and philosophy on the Catholic Cave. And at noon, it's time to grab a bite, sit back, and enjoy some food for thought with two episodes of Faith in Action. That's the Saturday morning lineup from your source for 100% Catholic programming, Catholic Radio Indy.
It makes me feel good. It makes me a joyful person.
Through you guys and the work that God does through you, it's brought joy to the people that I'm around because I'm a different person because of you guys.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. I'm here with my guest, Linda Gaggy. She is the principal of New Hope Academy High School. And just give a recap of what Hope Academy is.
Sure. Hope Academy is Indiana's recovery high school. So we serve students in 9th and 12th grade that are looking for a way to be academically successful as well as successful in their recovery from substance use disorder.
So how big is your student body, roughly?
So we usually run between 35 and 45 students. We can take up to 60, so we have plenty of room for students who are looking for a place to be successful.
Now let me ask you this, are there like other activities besides, is there time for other activities besides like academics and the recovery side? I mean, are there like extracurricular activities or electives, or what kind of things do you have in that regard?
So we have regular electives built in as far as classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we want our students to connect with a bigger recovery community in their home area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do expect our students to participate in whether it's AA, NA, All Recovery, Smart Recovery meetings, something that's connecting them to other supports outside of the school so that when they leave the school, they still have those supports in place. So we look for them to do those kinds of things after school.
Mm-hmm.
And then also to have some kind of a mentor or sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
But we do build in during the day. So we have a period during the day where we kind of have club time, if you will, where they
fun
can,
time.
Yeah, they can go to the basketball, they can play basketball, or we have a girls group, we have a cooking group, we have a games group. So mm-hmm. things like that we try to build in. And then during our community days, which happen about five times throughout the year, we do things like that as well.
Now, do you have a dropout rate there of students who begin the program and are just, this isn't for me, man. I'm gone. I'm out of here.
So, unfortunately, sure. Until kids are really want this for themselves, that can be an issue. But it's not very big. Usually kids connect. Like I said, they connect with the other kids. They connect with being successful. Some of our kids haven't been successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a young lady that came in my office yesterday, and she was kind of panicked. I can't do this online. We have credit recovery online in the afternoon during summer school. I can't do this one course. I can't do it. I go, it's okay. We'll find another course that you can do. And she was like, it's so nice to be here.
you can do this? Yeah, we can do that? There's another option?
Yes.
So obviously, I was first introduced to Hope Academy about maybe a summer ago when we had a concert at Our Lady Mount Carmel. We had the singing policeman come, and there was a student who came and talked about her success and how grateful she was that Hope Academy was there for her. So I want to talk about what kind of successes are you seeing, because you're obviously I want to talk about the need and I want to talk about the successes. So what do you want to talk about first? Let's talk about the need and then we'll talk about successes.
Sure. We know the kids are out there. It's a very difficult decision for some parents and families to make to come to Hope Academy. Obviously nobody says I can't wait for my student to attend a recovery high school.
Mm-hmm.
But when they're there and they see the success and they see the students begin to change and transition into the kid they were before,
mm-hmm.
you know, they started abusing drugs or alcohol. You can actually physically see the sigh of relief.
Oh, I believe it.
So we know the kids are out there. We also like to let families know that there's a range. There's a spectrum of substance use and abuse. And so we have kids that identify as an addict, that they can't go anywhere near any kind of substance, and it's a physical disease for them that they just can't they can't manage, and mm-hmm. we're there. And then we have kids who have had some kind of an event in their life where substance using and abusing has caused a lot of negative consequences, and they realize they need help in managing that and in getting their lives back on track and staying away from substances.
Now, once someone starts with the school, do they normally finish their 4 years or their high school years there, or do they kind of earn their way out and then go back to regular school?
So both. So we have a lot of kids that stay with us. The young lady that you referred to that mm-hmm. was at the concert is still with us. She'll graduate at the end of this year, and that will be after 2 years with us.
Yay! That's really great.
We have a couple of students that started as freshmen that will actually graduate early because they were able to get all of their credits and stay on track. And then we have students that come and they stay for a semester or two semesters and feel like they're strong enough to return to their home schools. They still come back if they need help. We're still there as a support. And then we have students, you know, as we talked about earlier, that this is not a journey they're ready to be on. Mm-hmm. And so they return back to their home schools. And then we have kids that do that and then come back. Mm-hmm. So one of our graduates last year was with us for a year. He left for a year, and then he came back and graduated as a fifth-year senior.
Mm-hmm. Now, how is all of this funded? Is this a public school? Is it a private school?
It's a great question. So it is a public charter school, one of the mayor-sponsored charter schools. So there is no tuition. We rely on, like the singing policeman, the concert. So we rely on fundraising. We write grants, and then we get paid the same way as every public school does through the funding through the state.
So what has been the most rewarding part of your job, like for you?
Just actually seeing that transition and that transformation of students as they kind of relax, they let their guard down, they become a part of the community, they're successful. I love when kids come in and they show me their report card. I never got an A before in math, or I never didn't have an F on my report card. And they've earned those. They're rigorous classes. And so that's a really big deal for us. Or when we celebrate sobriety dates. Those are the big moments.
And what about for your faith life, not just your professional life and personal, but maybe how has it impacted your faith in terms of being involved with these young people and seeing them grow?
I think I pray a lot more.
yeah, I believe that.
And what I try to work on, and I think this is something I have learned through the school and through the conversations that we have with kids and things, is I've learned to pray not just for things, but to say thank you.
Absolutely.
So I think that's a great way that it's impacted my faith life.
Now, do some of these students go on to college?
Sure. This year we had 7 graduates, and I think all but one are scheduled to go into some kind of post-secondary, whether it's a 2-year mm-hmm. or 4-year college.
Wow. Yes. Well, that's great. So, I mean, they're not just finishing high school, they're actually taking that next step as well.
Absolutely.
What do you think are like the biggest successes? I mean, do you have like one story that that just really sticks out with one of your students that just really, I mean, you thought just were so happy for them, like in particular? Is there one student that you can think of that you know, that came in and you're just so, I mean, I'm sure you're happy with all of them, but is there a story that about just a success? It could be a small success or it could be like a really big success. You mentioned one about I've never gotten an A before.
So I have kind of a fun one.
Okay, sure.
So
we like that kind of stuff.
Okay. Well, there was a student, and he won't mind if I call him out. his name was Brandon, and we called him Big B. Really tall, big kid, sweet kid. But my first year there, he kind of went around and he told everybody. He said, I'll have her out of here in 2 weeks.
A challenge, right? Like get rid of the principal challenge, all right?
And I thought, well, A, I'm Swedish, so
not happening.
Yeah, stubbornness, and you don't know me. So at the end of 2 weeks, we were lining up to go over for lunch, and I went up to Brandon, and I kind of went, it's 2 weeks, huh? I've been here 2 weeks. And he started laughing, and he goes, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. And then he graduated the next year and has come back many times. He called last spring and he said, I lost my hope, you know, senior sweatshirt that we give the kids when they graduate. So we'll get another one for you. And he came back for it. So he still comes back. And it's just a joy to see the man that he's become.
That is a great story. And, you know, I mean, stories are always the best, you know, and people can really relate to those. So if someone's listening and they want to find out more about Hope Academy, can you give them the webpage one more time and the phone number?
Sure. The phone number is 317-572-9440. And the website is www.hopeacademyrhs.org.
So if you're listening right now and you're maybe on the fence about, maybe you know someone that is in the situation that is in substance abuse, that's a young person in high school, what kind of advice would you give them to kind of make that step? If they're afraid to kind of make that step.
You can call me anytime and we'll have a conversation. It doesn't mean you have to come in for a discussion or an interview. You can come in for an interview and it doesn't mean you have to attend the school. We're there as a community support for individual families. Our kids go out to other schools and talk to big groups of kids or parents. We have people come in. We have a workshop this afternoon for probation officers where we can do some education and talk about the school. So there are all kinds of ways that we can help support families or students out there.
And so the first step either to call you or maybe just check online. Give the webpage one more time.
www.hopeacademyrhs.org. And there's a link to me. You can click on my email and send me an email if you want. I'd be happy to respond.
We've been talking to Linda Gaggy. She is the principal of Hope Academy High School. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you and your work.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.